Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Tuesday. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
The Kenai Community Library is once again hosting its Summer Food Service Program, which provides free meals to children and teens 18 and under every Tuesday from 4 to 6 p.m. The program is designed to bridge the nutrition gap that many children face during summer break when school meals are unavailable. Katja Wolf, Library Director.
So while the kids are out of school and they're not getting their school lunches, so the idea is that, you know, during those months, we can help fill that gap, distribute those meals that they would otherwise get at school.
Meals are available through a non-congregate pickup system, allowing families to take food home. Each eligible child can receive up to 7 meals per week, but must be present to collect them at the library's main desk. There are no signups or requirements. All kids are welcome. The initiative is made possible in partnership with the Food Bank of Alaska.
Last Tuesday, we gave out, I want to say, over 250 meals. By those numbers, you can tell it's really popular and very much needed.
With more news, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
A well-traveled road in Kenai might be getting a new name. Vice Mayor Henry Nackstedt has proposed renaming South Spruce Street to Kenai Beach Street, saying the name would make it easier for locals and visitors to find their way to Kenai North Beach. The road also leads to the Little League ball fields, the Lee Shore Center, and the Boys and Girls Club clubhouse, which Nackstedt said helped inspire the idea. Councilmember Deborah Sonard agrees, saying she found the current name confusing when she moved to town, but not everyone's on board. Councilmember Alex Dothit said renaming streets could create logistical issues for businesses and navigation systems. The proposal is now headed to Kenai's Planning and Zoning Commission for review. A final council vote could come as early as July. A reminder to anglers that the Kenai River is closed to all king salmon fishing from June 20th through August 15th, under an emergency order issued by Alaska Department of Fish and Game back in February. The closure covers the river from its mouth up to Skelak Lake and bans all fishing for king salmon, including catch and release. Any king salmon caught must be released immediately and may not be removed from the water. The closure follows a troubling forecast of just 8,742 large late-run kings this season. That's far below the escapement goal of 14,250 to 30,000. In the order, Fish and Game wrote, this forecast would be the second lowest run in the past 5 years and rank as the second lowest on record. The department says closing the fishery now is necessary to protect the struggling stock. Anglers are also limited to using only unbaited single-hook artificial lures in the affected stretch. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
Following a grand opening and ribbon-cutting ceremony on Friday, Aleutian Airlines has officially launched its new flight service between Kenai and Anchorage. The inaugural event comes after the airline announced its scheduled flights back in February. Community members gathered alongside the Kenai Chamber of Commerce to welcome the carrier, celebrating the arrival of the first flight from Anchorage to Kenai.
We're going to be providing, hopefully, excellent, reliable service to the Kenai Aviation Area. We're really excited. We've got a lot of good things. We've done a lot of things to get this up and moving.
Said Brian Wilden, General Manager of Aleutian Airways, just moments before joining Kenai City Mayor Brian Gabriel and cutting the ceremonial ribbon. Wilden noted that the airline will operate a Saab 2000, describing it as one of the fastest turboprop aircrafts in the world, cruising at around 370 knots. The ceremony attendees got to tour the aircraft, which features comfortable seating throughout. Tickets cost $145. The flight between Kenai and Anchorage is expected to take just 12 to 14 minutes. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.